You are immeasurably more, Lord Jesus. You are more than anything we could ever ask or imagine. Amen. For those of you who are newer or guests, this is our second B chapel of the semester, B-E, as in be still and know that I am God. And we are going to be meditating, doing some spiritual exercises on that. And so I want to invite you to two things. If you're standing along the side, you're welcome to sit down and relax and find a way to be here with us. The other thing I invite you to do is to turn off your cell phone as an act of silence together. I promise that I will get you out of here in time to get to your next class. In order to lead this B-Chapel with me, I've invited a friend of mine. His name is Joseph Bird. Joseph is the minister of music at Zion Lutheran Church down on 32nd and Pine. And he's also a third order Franciscan. And he's been a friend that I've gotten to know over the last few years. As I try to learn what it means to be still and know, Joseph's been a very key friend to my family, as a matter of fact, to my wife and my boys, as we all learn how to be still and to pray. And so he's going to teach us a song in a second and lead us through some scripture. But the first exercise we want to practice is if you can sit upright, put your feet on the floor, whatever you can to be able to be attentive to your breath, and to just simply repeat these words in your heart and your mind with me. If you want to close your eyes, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know be still.
So long before we had anything to look at or read or that was printed, people would listen in a different way. And that's what Lectio Divina is. It's a fancy word for sacred reading. Let's do that right now. And notice how you respond to this scripture from Mark. What goes on inside you? Where are you drawn? What phrase catches your ear? What image comes to your eye? Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the lake, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the lake. He intended to pass them by. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. But they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded.
So I'm going to have Joseph read through that last section of that passage from Mark, part of the Lectio passage. This divine reading is reading it slowly over and over again and letting new passages pop out to us. So let's listen again with our hearts and our minds.
When evening came, the boat was out on the lake, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the lake. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded.
Now we ask, Lord Jesus, by the power of your Spirit, as you have welcomed us into your rest, into your Sabbath rest this morning, would you let us all go out with the joy of that rest throughout this day and throughout this week, that we might be known as Sabbath people, people that wear your rest. As we enter into your rest, we enter into your life. We ask that we would live in the truth that there is nothing that can separate us from that rest. No power, no principality, no weapon formed against us. That even with our breathing and our silence, we know you are near. We will trust you this day. In your holy name, amen. Go in peace, my friends.